Mesechtas Chala, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Hey. The Pasuk says, Reishis Arisei Seichem, the first of your dough you have to separate is Chala. And Arisei Seichem, your dough, so we learned in the previous Mishnah, I said it excluded Hektish, if it belongs to Hektish. It also excludes if it belongs to a non-Jew. Arisei Seichem, your dough, but not the dough of a non-Jew. And that's discussed in Mishnah, Hey. Oved Kechavim, a non-Jew, idol worshiper. Shenasan Yisrael, Lasis Leisa, he gave his dough to the Jew to make dough out of it, to knead the dough. But it belongs to the non-Jew. Petur Menachala, it's exempt from Chala. Nasnalei Matana, if the non-Jew gave the dough to the Jew as a gift, Achle Gilgal, if the Jew received it before it was kneaded, then Chayev, it's going to be obligated since it belongs to the Jew at the time that is kneaded when the obligation for Chala comes, and the Jew owns it at that time, it's going to be Chayev and Chala. However, Misha Gilgal, if it was already needed by the non-Jew, and then it was given to the Jew, it was a Matana, Pater, he's exempt, because the obligation should have come at the needing time, and at that time it was owned by a non-Jew. So it's exempt. Ha'aisa Isa, imay v'kechavim, if a Jew makes dough together with a non-Jew, and they both own part of the flour that went into this dough. Im ein b'shal Yisrael k'shir chala, if the part that's owned by the Jew is less than the shir chala, which is five quarters of a calf, one and a quarter calf, if it's less than that shir that's obligated in chala, if less than that amount belongs to the Jew, then peturim in the chala, it is exempt from chala. Mishnah Vav, gershin is gair, a convert that converted v'haisal isa, and he had dough that he was making before his conversion, and he completed making the dough after his conversion. Nasis Achelenis Gair, if the dough was finished being made and it was needed before he converted, Pater, it's exempt from Chala, because it was owned by the non-Jew before he converted, and it was exempt. Mishnah's Gair, but if he only finished it and it finished kneading it after his conversion, then Chayev, he is going to be obligated in taking off Chala. Vim Safik, if it's a suffix, it's uncertain when the conversion took effect, and if the dough is fully kneaded or not. So then, misafik, he has to treat as a suffix here. So there's two aspects to the suffix. There's a suffix iser, a potential that he may eat dough that challah wasn't separated. There's also a suffix mammon, a monetary dispute over here that the kain wants to get his portion, the truma, the challah, the kain wants to get. So Chayev, he's obligated in separating the challah because of the suffik, the potential iser that he may be eating challah, and he's a non-kayin, that's something that he's chayev to separate the challah. However, regarding the monetary issue, he does not have to give the challah for free to a kayin. He can charge him for it. He can't eat it himself because it's a potentially challah, and he's not a non-kayin. But he doesn't have to give it as a gift to the kayin, because it's only a suffix, and when it comes to monetary issues, whoever's holding on to the money can keep it when it's a suffix. So he can charge the kain for this challah. And the Mishnah says, if he ate it, Yisrael who eats the challah has to pay a chaymish, has to add an extra fifth above and beyond the amount of the value of the challah he has to give to kain. So over here, since it's only suffix challah, he's not going to have to give that fifth. He'll get to keep it for himself if he ate it. But the actual karen, the value of the challah itself, if he would eat it, that he would give to the kain, because that's just not just a reimbursement, monetary reimbursement. That's for kapara purposes, so it's more related to suffik iser, that he would have to give. But a chaymish, he would not have to add if he ate it. Rabbi Kiva says, and Rabbi Kiva gives a different opinion on something that we took as a given until now. Till now we took it as a given that the shear for challah, I'm sorry, that the obligation for challah becomes when it's fully kneaded, when the dough is fully kneaded. Rabbi Kiva says, Hakol Heilich Acher Hakrima Betaner. Everything goes after when the bread becomes crusty in the oven. When it's in the oven long enough that the bread starts forming a crust, at that point in time, according to Rabbi Kiva, that's when the obligation for challah comes. For all the different halachas that will be affected by this, and pertaining to our Mishnah, for when the challah became obligated during this ger's conversion process. It doesn't go when the kneading was done. It goes when the crust was formed on the dough in the oven. If that happened before the ger was megayer, then it's exempt. If it happened afterwards, then he's obligated in the challah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it is always set on, dependent on when the crust started forming on the dough in the oven, not the kneading.